Blog Talk Radio.
Kos Nyoma.
Song Bijale.
No matter how you say it, it's a great time to awaken the Force. In Tomorrowland, come face to face with some favorite Star Wars characters. And even join in a dogfight between X-Wing and TIE Fighters on Hyperspace Mountain. SoCal residents can get 2 days for $149. Visit one park per day. Tap the banner for details as Star Wars awakens at Disneyland Resort. Subject to blockout dates, restrictions, and change without notice.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision. Inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio. And I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackie.com. JACKIEAP.com. If you need info about the blog, about the radio show, social network pages, if you want to donate for Thoughts for Vision, whatever need that you may have, please check out my one-stop shop by going to www.jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, AP.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those who are listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. Today is another update show in which I give you updates about me personally or with Thoughts for Vision, or I share some other things that I think you will be interested in. Thank you so much for tuning in. Glad to be back with you. I know the last couple of Tuesdays, Thursdays, I didn't do a show last Thursday. I didn't do a show this past Tuesday. Just had some things that came up I had to do, but I'm glad to be back with you today. And I just thank God for what the Lord is doing right now. Definitely just different things. I'm continuing in, continuing to volunteer at my church. And for those of you who don't know already, the church I attend, I go to West Angeles Church of God in Christ, where my pastor is Presiding Bishop Charles E. Blake. And for those of you who don't know what I mean by Presiding Bishop, he's over the Churches of God in Christ worldwide. And he's doing a wonderful, wonderful job. Just so in awe of him and his accomplishments. His whole family is just wonderful. Sister Blake, his wife, of course, First Lady, Sister May Lawrence Blake, and the entire Blake family. Just prayers and blessings as you continue to be led of God and how he's leading you to run this church, okay? And it's just an awesome thing, just allowing God to use you and allowing God, to let him do his work through you. And that can be difficult, okay? That can be, you know, because we got to allow God. God is not going to force us to do anything. He wants a willing, a willing participant. See, we say out of our mouth all the time that we want to be used by God, but we don't allow him to use us. You know, we make excuses about why we can't do this, why we can't do this, why we can't do that. Because God speaks to us all the time. As I constantly say on this program, he speaks to us all the time. But we got to have that tuned ear to listen. And that can be difficult with other things speaking to us, you know, the cares of the world and our family members and our friends and all that. You know, we got all this other influences around us, and they can be more stronger than what God is talking to you if you let it. See, you got to decide for you who you're going to tune your ear to. Are you going to tune it in to God and what he's saying, or are you going to tune in to, like I said, family members, friends, what's going on the television, on the radio, on social media? I mean, what are you going to tune your ear to? I mean, it's your decision, okay? We all have to make the decision as to who we're going to tune our ear to. And it's up to you to choose to tune it in to God, because, like I said, that's just a full-out decision that we got to make for ourselves. See, this is an individual walk, and we got to decide, all of us individually, who we're going to serve. Are you going to serve God? Or are you going to serve man? Or are you going to serve your own wants and desires? Or, you know, are you going to, you know, anything you choose to serve outside of God, who knows where that's going to lead you? But the surefire way of getting led the right way is to be led by God. And that's the decision we all have to make for ourselves individually. I mean, in the end, I mean, we can have other people and other things influence us, but in the end, it's our decision. It's our own personal decision. It's my decision. It's your decision to make. And I just thank God, because, you know, it's not easy. It's sure not an easy thing, you know. Because it's so easy to, you know, we all fall off track sometimes, where, you know, you may be swayed because of what someone said to you, something you saw on social media, something you saw on the news, you know. It may throw you off for a minute, but we got to still stay focused. That's why we got to stay in the Word. That's why we got to stay in the Word of God and get in our Bible, because the Bible doesn't change. God's Word doesn't change. Bible verse says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing about his word changes. I mean, everything else can change so quickly. Opinions can change so quickly. Philosophies can change so quickly. You know, I mean, it's so easy for everything else to get swayed to and fro. Change as the days change, okay? But only one thing stays true, and that's God and his word. He never changes at all. And that's what you got to stay true to. He never changes. So I hope that just gives you something to think about. Just trust God in everything that you do, okay? I definitely want to tell you about a great opportunity if you're looking to make some extra money, or maybe make it pretty much a career if you choose to. I had the opportunity last week to sign up for Uber. And for those of you who don't know what Uber is, I'm gonna read a little about it. I'm sure the majority of you may have heard of it out there, but for those of you who don't know what it is, I'm gonna read a little bit about it. And this is according to their LinkedIn page. I want to read a little bit about it. Uber is evolving the way the world moves by seamlessly connecting riders to drivers through our apps. We make cities more accessible, opening up more possibilities for riders and more business for drivers. From our founding in 2009 to our launches in over 320-plus cities today, Uber's rapidly expanding global presence continues to bring people and their cities closer. So this is like a ride-sharing business in which people, just regular people, can sign up to drive for people who need rides. And, hey, that's something they ain't never going to go out of style, okay? People who have got to get somewhere, okay? So this is an opportunity for just regular people to sign up with the app to drive and take people the places where they got to go. And letting you all know out there, I signed up last week. I signed up last Tuesday. And it was within a matter of, in my case, just a couple days. I mean, I signed up Tuesday, and by Thursday, I was ready and set to drive. So, and it's been cool these last few days, just taking people to the places where they got to go. So, I welcome you to look into it for yourself if that's something that seems of interest to you, and I welcome you to check out the website. And you go to the website by going to www.uber, that's UBER.com. I'm posting it. I'm letting you know the chat room's open. It is open right now, so I'm posting it in the chat room. So if you want to go to the radio page right now, the show page, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can come and just hit on the specific show link that the show is on right now, and I welcome you to I have the chat room up, so you can go right now to the actual site to look at it if you like. Once again, the website, www.uber, that's U-B as in boy, E-R.com. And I've been doing some rides for the past few days, and it's really a great opportunity. Like I said, for those of you who maybe want to make this a career, or if you're just looking to make a little extra money on the side, however you want to do it. And when you sign up, you're hired as an independent contractor, so that's one of the beauty parts of it. You can drive at your own schedule. You can set your own schedule, your own hours. You can drive whenever you get ready. Okay? So I welcome you to check that out once again. Go to www.uber, that's uber.com. Now I'm going to go ahead and just tell you the requirements in which to sign up as a driver. You have to pass a background check. They will do a background check on you. You have to be able to pass a background check. And then if you decide to use the car that you already have, because you can use your own car, these are the requirements of your car, what it has to be. Your car has to be 2001 or newer. Your car has to have at least four doors or more. It can be four doors or more. And your car cannot have been salvaged, which means your car cannot have been pulled from out the sea, which hopefully the majority of you pass that requirement. You know, if you have any idea that your car has been pulled out the sea searching for dead bodies, you may want to pass this up, but I think that's not the case for some of you. So the first two is really what you got to pay attention to. Your car has to be at least 2001 or newer, or you have to have at least four doors. Has to be at least four doors or more, okay? So that's the requirements of your car if you're going to use the car that you have. And what you do, you go to the website, you sign up as a driver if you would like to drive, or if you're not interested in driving, you can still take advantage of being a rider. You can sign up to be a rider. So if you prefer to do that, you can hit the link saying sign up for rider. But if you want to drive, you can hit the link saying sign up as a driver. And you put your information in there. And like I said, all the information, you know, they'll ask for stuff that they need for them to run your background check. And the background check can take anywhere, I'm letting you know, between 3 to 7 days, because they go back as far as, I believe, 7 years of your history, at least 7 years back. So give it anywhere from 3 to 7 days as long as possibly for them to run the background check. And then they will send you an email letting you know that the background check's cleared. And once you do that, you have to go to the Uber Activation Center to have your inspection done, because that's the next step. After you pass background check, your car has to pass an inspection. And you go to wherever they instruct you to go, to the nearest Uber Activation Center, which I know for me, it was located at most Jiffy Lubes, okay? But it may be somewhere else in your city or state, whatever, however it goes. You go to the Uber Activation Center, and they will give you a free inspection. And now it's free if you go through the Uber Activation Center. It's free. Or they give you the option of going to your own mechanic, in which you can download the inspection form and take it to your mechanic. Of course, you're going to have to pay going to your own mechanic. That's why I suggest go to the Uber Activation Center where it's free, okay? And so your car has to pass an inspection, and all of the things that they check for has to pass, okay? So as you pass that inspection, they'll upload that inspection form onto the Uber site for you, as well as give you that original copy, as well as a receipt. And then you will go back to the Uber table, and they will give you a welcome kit, okay, which consists of your decal, which is the most important, because that's what you have to stick in the bottom right of your windshield, you know, as well as some other things, the driver's guide. They give you an aux cable, and they give you a little thing to hang on your mirror if you want. So that's just the basics to give you an idea about if you would be interested in looking into it. Like I said, it's the way to either to start a full-time career if you want, or if you're just looking to make extra money on the side, however you look at it. Like I said, it's a great opportunity. Welcome you to check it out. Once again, to check out the website, go to www.uber.com. Once again, that's www.uber.com. And like I said, if you're not interested in driving, you may want to take advantage of it as far as getting rides is concerned. You can sign up as a rider to get rides. And it's a great opportunity to get around town because to get their cheapest car is like half the price of a cab. So that's why it's catching on, okay, because it's half the price that you would pay for their cheapest car because they got different rates for different cars. But if you get their cheapest car, their rates is half the price of a cab. So, you know, that's another opportunity. If you're not interested in driving, then I welcome you to sign up as a rider because I'm both, actually. I first actually signed up as a rider, but then I found out the opportunities about the driving, so I signed up as a driver instead. So I'm both. I'm both signed up as both a rider and a driver. So whichever one you feel led to do or prefer to do, I welcome you to check it out. But definitely those of you who are looking for a way to make extra money, I welcome you to check it out, okay? Either extra money or looking for a new career totally. Like I said, when you sign up, you you go through everything and you're hired. You're hired as an independent contractor, okay? So, like I said, that way you can set your own hours. You can drive for how long or how little you want to, okay? Especially if you already, like, say, for example, have a 9-to-5. You want to, like I said, if it works for you to just do a little extra and make some money, maybe it's something you want to do before you go to work or after you go to work, you know, to make a little extra money, you can do that. Or if you're looking to do something to make this your new full-time gig, whatever, you can do whatever. And it's a great opportunity, okay? So once again, I welcome you to check it out, okay? Once again, go to www.uber, that's uber.com to check that out, okay? And once again to update on the one, the only, illustrious host and executive producer of the Calliewood Media Network, Miss Cassandra Calloway. Once again, take this time, as I always do, to thank you so much for all that you are, all that you do. I mean, I just thank God for us and how it just came together, how we got and came about and meet, and we're now working together in our field. So I thank God for just being connected with you and what you've been in my life, and I so greatly appreciate you so very, very much. Once again, if you want more info about her and what she's doing and you want to keep up with her, I welcome you to check out her website, www.calliewood, and that's CalliewoodMedia.com. You want to keep up with her radio show, anything she's doing. I mean, under the gamut. Okay, she's a radio host. She is a red carpet diva. You can check her out at the latest events, hitting the red carpets and everything like that. She is a wonderful artist. and she is a DJ and so much, so much more under the gamut that's left, I'm sure, to even be explored as of yet. So if you definitely want more info about her, once again, check out her website, www.calliwood, once again, that's C-A-L-L-Y-W-O-O-D, media.com. And she has some things that she is working on to, like she has an art project that she's working on right now, and just so many things that she's trying to get together for when she gets ready to go back live on the show, as well as, like I've been shouting this out for the last couple of weeks, we are still in need of an upgrade to a new video camera. Once again, this video camera needs to be one with a mic input where a mic with a cord can go in, or it can have a built-in mic to it, okay? Once again, to contact her, if you can be of any assistance to us as far as that goes, please feel free to call Cassandra Calloway. You can call, email, or go to the website. Here's the phone number to call her. Phone number is area code 323-302-2820. Once again, her phone number is area code 323-302-2820. You can email her at info@CassandraCalloway.com. And her name is spelled CossandraCalloway. Once again, email her at info@CassandraCalloway.com. And once again, go to the website at CalliwoodMedia.com. We welcome you to scroll all the way down to the page, to the bottom of the page, where you'll see the social network links. You hit on the Facebook link that will lead you to the Calliwood Media Network Facebook page, and you will see a link saying PayPal. You hit on that, and you will then hit the link that says donate. Okay? So that's three ways to contact Cassandra Calloway: by whatever means, I mean, whatever assistance that you can be to us in whichever endeavor, whether it's towards this video camera or to transportation, or, you know, we're constantly looking for interns, okay, to help us out with everything that we need and so much more. Once again, to give you her info again, to contact, phone number, area code 323-302-2820. Email her at info@CassandraCalloway.com, or contact her through her website, that's www.CalliwoodMedia.com, okay? So any assistance you can be to her in any way, shape, or form, please let us know, and we will be ever so grateful and appreciative of you for that. And with that, that is all that I have to say about for the show today. Just once again to reiterate what I said in the beginning of today's show. Have a tuned ear to God. Have a tuned ear so you can listen and hear what he's saying to you, because he is constantly speaking to you. He is constantly speaking to you. Always. It's just a matter of, are you listening? See, ain't that he ain't speaking to you. He's speaking to you all the time. But are you listening? You got to have that tuned ear. You got to be willing to shut everything out. You got to sometimes have that time where you shut everything else and tune everything else out so where you can hear God and what he's saying to you. Okay? So please just remember that, okay? And that is going to be my time for the day. And if you need, once again, if you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, once again, go to my website, www.jackieap.com. Everything that you need about me is there, my phone number, my email, social network pages, the blog, the radio show, all of that, okay, is up there for you. And once again, go to my website, www.jackieap.com. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful day. And I will see you on the radio Sunday. Please tune in on the Caliwood Media Network in on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood Media Network. See you this Sunday. Take care and God bless.